fight against waste and unjustifiable expenditures, to ensure government works for the public interest, not the private interests. In the past, good legislation could be cluttered up with unjustifiable or wasteful spending or tax provisions, leaving the president no choice but to sign or veto the overall legislation. With the line item veto, the president can sign an overall bill into law that canceled a particular spending project or a particular tax break that benefits only a handful of individuals or companies. 43 governors throughout our nation already have the line item veto power. Last year, I signed the federal line item veto into law. Last month, the United States Supreme Court, on procedural grounds, rejected a challenge to this authority. Today, for the first time in the history of our country, the president will use the line item veto to protect taxpayers and to ensure that national interests prevail over narrow interests. In reaching agreement with Congress on how to balance the budget, we worked very hard to be fair to all Americans and to avoid wasting our citizens' tax dollars. For the same reason, I've asked the members of my administration to work carefully over the final legislation to identify any specific spending or tax provisions that I should consider canceling. Here's what I told the budget team. First, any provision I cancel must be one that was not included, and let me emphasize, not included, as a part of the balanced budget agreement process with Congress. Our agreement was entered into in good faith, and I will keep it. Second, any provision I cancel must be one that benefits just a few individuals, corporations, or states at the expense of the general interest. Finally, any provision I cancel must be one that is inconsistent with good public policy. Just because something benefits a small number of people doesn't necessarily mean that it hurts the public interest or the American people at large. After careful scrutiny and numerous meetings with my staff and cabinet members, we have found three provisions that meet those criteria. In a few moments, I will use the power of the line item veto to cancel a provision that would allow financial service companies to shelter income in foreign tax havens to avoid all U.S. taxation. I will also cancel a provision that singles out New York by allowing it to tap into the federal treasury to reduce its state expenditures through the use of health provider tax to match federal Medicaid dollars that are impermissible in every other state in the country and actually in existence now in several other states. No other state in the nation would be given this provision, and it is unfair to the rest of our nation's taxpayers to ask them to subsidize it. Finally, I will cancel a provision that, though well-intended, is poorly designed. This provision would have allowed a very limited number of agribusinesses to avoid paying capital gains taxes, possibly forever, on the sales of certain assets to farmers' cooperatives. And it could have benefited not only traditional farm co-ops, but giant organizations which do not need and should not trigger the law's benefits. Because I strongly support family farmers, farm cooperatives, and the acquisition of production facilities by co-ops, this was a very difficult decision for me, and I intend to work with Congressman Stenholm and Hulsoff and Senators Daschle, Dorgan, and Conrad, and other interested members of the Congress to redesign this effort so that it is better targeted and not susceptible to abuse. The actions I take today will save the American people hundreds of millions of dollars over the next 10 years and send a signal that the Washington rules have changed for good, and for the good of the American people. From now on, presidents will be able to say no to wasteful spending or tax loopholes, even as they say yes to vital legislation. Special interests will not be able to play the old game of slipping a provision into a massive bill in the hope that no one will notice. For the first time, the president is exercising the power to prevent that from happening. The first balanced budget in a generation is now also the first budget in American history to be strengthened by the line item veto, and that will strengthen our country. Now I want to go and sign these provisions.